This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
BJ and Jamie.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver. Also, the Odyssey app, you can get us for free. It's going to be a bumpy week weather-wise. It's going to be snowy, going to be rainy, it's going to be windy, going to be everything. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. My
good.
Eyes are watery and itchy.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Allergy?
It's gotta be
some allergies.
Maybe some allergies.
Maybe.
I got some meds over here if you want some meds.
Oh, I'm good.
They got nothing to do with allergies.
Of course not.
I'll give them to you if you want them.
Okay, it's gonna be this kind of day. It's the drug show.
Well, I'm just saying. Doing my best to help you out.
How was your
weekend?
It was fantastic.
Is Ralphie gone back to school?
Yeah, he went back yesterday.
Was he excited to go back?
He didn't want to go back to the school part. His buddies, yes, but not the school part.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
my buddies, the hanging out.
He was like,
I get it.
I really wish they had snow days in California.
That's just great. Did you guys have a good weekend?
We did have a great weekend.
Before you got the heck out of here?
Except for, and I'll post this because I have not. Did you guys see my celery?
Gross.
Yes.
I did see it.
Disgusting.
Yes. Where'd you get that from? Whole Foods?
Oh, that is really organic.
Yeah,
that is
like
that,
fresh.
That just proves they don't use pesticides on it. It had a worm in it. I mean, the fat worm too.
Was that delivered to your house? You didn't go pick that out, did you?
Yeah, I went shopping there.
You went shopping there?
Yeah.
You didn't notice it when you
bought
it?
No, it's all packed up. It's like.
Well, you can get it either way at my store. I don't know.
So it was living in that plastic for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he was so happy when I took it out on the counter. You know, I was going to cut it and stuff it with cream cheese, but it was already stuffed with worms.
Yeah.
he was like air.
I know.
Freedom.
Well, no, he had air, I think, but what he didn't have was it was so cold in the fridge that you could tell it took him a while to warm up. And then he's like, hey.
Yeah.
And then he starts moving. I'll post the video. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah,
it was pretty nasty. Yeah. But, so that was one of our highlights.
Yeah. Celery shopping.
Yeah. Worm in the celery.
Worm in the celery.
Yeah.
That's a good picture.
Yep. What did you do this weekend?
I was busy just doing chores. Chores.
So,
that's it.
So you watched a lot of basketball, did you?
I didn't watch a lot, actually.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I watched Tennessee play on Friday. Then I watched them get their butts beat yesterday. I watched a little bit of the Michigan State game, but I was doing...
Oh, you mean the farting Spartans?
Yeah, your farting Spartans suck.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of farting Spartans.
No, and
no
I've lost
I
interest.
No wonder I got a divorce.
Now that I'm falling in the bracket, I'm losing interest in it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
But how are you guys doing? Carson and
Schwarber? I don't know. I haven't checked. I think I'm way out of it. I'm probably way
you
down.
You know who came up is Slacker.
Yeah.
Slacker's
tied with me.
Yeah, he got some momentum.
Yeah, what an insult to be tied with Slacker.
Who knows nothing about basketball.
Yeah, who knows nothing about basketball, but I'm tied with him. Spinell, I think, is still top 10. Carson, you're way out of it.
Yeah, but I'm 26. Out of it now that Tennessee's out of it.
Yeah, you're out of it, too. Yeah. We're all falling like rocks.
Spartans!
Yeah, we're all falling we're done with it. Yep. Hey, beware, everybody. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. People are going to try to pull one on you.
My son was already fooled.
Really?
Somebody posted that Jokic was traded.
Oh, and he fell for it?
He's like, do you think that's true? I'm like, absolutely not.
No, it'd be everywhere.
I saw a story this morning where they say they're going to drop the first name, or the sour, on Sour Patch Kids.
Well, you didn't see that. Actually, Schmidel sent it to us.
Yeah,
first.
Last week.
Oh, he did?
They started early.
Yeah.
I think that's an April Fool's
absolutely.
Joke.
Absolutely. Think so? Yeah.
Well, you're not going to just call it Patch Kids.
But it's like a week before.
I know, but remember last year it started way too soon.
Yeah, they start earlier and earlier every single year to trick people.
Yeah, they're trying to get you, Spadil.
They got me for it. They got
me,
too. Yeah. It got me.
I fell for it. Yeah.
It wasn't until Carson chimed in on the group chat that Carson's like, you guys, I kind of think he was saying dumbass to us.
Yeah.
Carson said, hey, you guys, it's April Fool's.
Well, beware. Everybody's going to be trying something on you tomorrow. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Today being the last day of March, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're just getting started. We have Frey tickets to give away. I think we'll do that around 7:45 this morning. The Frey at Mission Ballroom. And you've got a chance to win tickets. 7:45 this morning. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Atlas 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Congratulations to DU. Headed to the final, what's it called? The Frozen Four?
The Frozen Four.
Off to the Frozen Four. They qualified over the week.
Yeah.
Woo, I think they start next weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I think. All right, so they're headed to the Frozen Four. Seems like they're there every year, isn't it?
Yeah, this year, though, they struggled a little bit.
Did they? A little bit more than they have. Yeah, I don't follow, but I did see the news this morning where they're headed back there. So hopefully they win the championship.
They won it last year and in 2022.
It's just so weird to me. I mean, not to who cares, right? But I mean, you don't follow DU at all, Carson. And it's weird because that's the closest you were to hockey.
Well, I'm a little jaded because my mom actually went to DU. So she graduated from there and everything like that. But growing up, playing in Colorado, I wanted to go to DU so bad.
Oh.
And when I realized I wasn't going to be able to actually go to DU because all their guys back then were like 6 foot, like they were just monsters.
So they didn't recruit you? Yeah. So you're boycotting
him. I was a little jaded. That makes more sense.
Because I always keep thinking like, he played college, you know, hockey. You'd think he'd be a DU fit. But you're jaded.
Yeah,
you're angry.
He's angry.
You know, I don't know why, but it's like, oh, man, that was my dream for the longest time.
So guess what I'm going to do? I'm not even going to watch him.
Now I'm over it enough. I can support him now, but it was a little fresh.
Yeah, you're jaded big time.
Yeah.
Rejection. Rejection.
Yep.
They had one of those things out front before you get into the rink. You know, measure how tall you are.
You have to be this height.
You got to be 6 foot.
To get a scholarship.
You got to be 6 foot. He failed the test. Right? Did you see the rock slides from the weekend?
I did.
Ooh, lordy, man. You know, it's my biggest fear. Ooh,
I know
man.
It is.
And it happened on one of the highways that I fear most, Highway 6.
Yep.
Man, oh, man, there were two. One on, I think, in Boulder, Highway 119,
Boulder Canyon.
Other on US 6, right? Here's the story.
After a winter where we've had significant snowfall, freezing, thawing, it breaks down those rocks, and then we had rain. And it's just a perfect storm for allowing rock slides to occur.
CDOT's Amber Shipley reports three rock slides between Golden and Blackhawk early Saturday morning on Highway 6 and 119. Oh.
They had to assist with changing flat tires for vehicles that had damage, you know, tire damage from the rock fall. And then they were able to mitigate those rocks on the roadways using their plow
truck. Thank goodness no rock hit on top of a car.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
I always think about that when I go to the up to Blackhawk. That windy road, it's beautiful. I mean, it's absolutely a stunning Colorado drive. But when you do it, you do kind of look up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like, some of those nets, I mean, mostly those nets are on I-70. But you're like, that is never going to hold a boulder, ever.
Everyone, when you look up too, everyone looks like it's ready to fall.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one. Maybe it's not, but it sure looks it to me.
Even on the way to the cabin, when I see little pebbles on the road, I'm like, you know what holds up big rocks? Little rocks.
Yeah. it's inevitable. It's coming down.
Yep.
It's coming down. That stretch between Golden and going up to Black Hawk is absolutely terrifying if you fear rock slides like I do. Mm-hmm. The other is going through when you're headed out to on I-70 to Idaho Springs. Now, I'm sure the one in Boulder's just as bad, but that's the two that I'm familiar with.
No, because they have the nets. Don't forget. Those will save you.
I can't even imagine driving down the road and a boulder hit in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Boom!
Yeah, it's all over the internet, too. You've seen the ones where the whole side of the, you know, the whole side of the mountain comes down. Those people are just frozen.
Because
you don't know what to do. You're like, you can't do anything. You can't go backwards forward because there's too many cars, you know, behind you. And then the whole mountain comes down. You're just, just frozen in time.
Yeah, so that's scary. Why I don't go to Black Hawk.
Yep, that's a good
call. I'm scared to death, man. We got snow in the forecast this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it rained, or it snowed a little bit on and off throughout the weekend, too.
Carson said you got hail.
Yeah, I did, too.
And the thunder?
I know. And yeah, and lightning.
Wow, like I thought for sure my house was going to get hit last night.
Wasn't, and Saturday was all four seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Wild.
I know, we were driving too, and then my kid's flight was delayed for an hour. I'm sure it was because that big old system like rolled in. So yeah, there was a lot of crazy weather over the weekend.
And I guess the entire week's going to be unstable. Today, not so bad, 62 for a high, but the rest of the week, off and on, rain, snow, rain, snow. So just take your pick.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Spadell, do you have any Morgan Wallen for me? Is he in there?
Yeah. Just hanging out.
Hello? What?
Do you have any Morgan Wallen from Saturday Night Live?
You know, I've been looking that up. So he walks off.
Well,
on
I'm getting the, there. I'm getting there. I didn't ask.
But
about
no,
that.
I don't
I'm
have anything.
About the audio.
I don't have anything from that.
Yeah,
because they're just playing music at the end. He doesn't actually.
No. I meant, do you have any of his performance?
Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a long walk. Morgan Wallen, as Schmidel mentioned, shares a cryptic message after walking off Saturday Night Live. He sang two new songs off of his album on Saturday Night Live. And then you know how they all hug everybody like at the end and then they play the credits and everybody. And it's kind of fun to watch because you kind of see everybody how they relate to each other.
Yeah,
you know?
They all like interact with each other and it seems like they're all having a good time.
Yeah, sometimes you do see like people getting snubbed a little bit here and there, right? And then that one time Machine Gun Kelly, he picked up somebody and then dropped them.
Yeah.
That was a great ending. Well, Morgan Wallen, I don't know if he just wants the attention, perhaps. Some people are saying that it's just for attention. Other people are saying that he's mad at Saturday Night Live because you remember a long, long time ago, they scrapped his performance because he didn't follow COVID protocols. So the night before he was supposed to be on Saturday Night Live during COVID lockdown, there was a picture that was circulating that he was out at a bar without his mask on. So Saturday Night Live canceled him. And so I'm sure his management, I'm sure his agreement is to promote this new album. And one of the things he had to do was go to Saturday Night Live, even though he's mad at them from the COVID lockdown. And so when they started running the credits, he just walked off the front of the stage.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
Yep.
See you later, folks. I've had enough of New York.
He hugged the host and then Keenan and everybody's just looking at each other like, what just happened?
Yeah, like, did he really just, like, where's Morgan? Oh, yeah. He's way over there. See you later.
And I didn't know that you could just exit stage front, you know?
I have never seen that in my life. He just, You would think you wouldn't want to go that way because of the audience members and everything like that, but he just straight
now,
beeline.
The debate back and forth is, did he diss them? It's enough. I was miserable during this week of performing. Or it, was it just an innocent walk away that everybody's making too much out of?
No, there was definitely a message there, especially with his picture on his flight.
I think so, too.
He, the 31-year-old, snapped a photo of him on a jet in the tarmac. He was a picture of New York in the window, and he said, "Get me back to God's country."
Yeah, and he didn't look back. He embraced the host, but he didn't, wave to the cast members at all. Didn't even look back.
Yeah, so he's like, "I'm out. I performed. I did my duty on my contract, and I am out of here." Yeah, so who knows? The other big story, so that's the first one. I'm worried I have hantavirus, by the way.
Oh, no.
I am. Yeah.
The virus.
Just so you know. So I'm just worried I have it. I could smell the mouse turds. And then I was like, because I dumped this vacuum. You know how you're not supposed to vacuum up mouse turds? Well, I did at the cabin. And then I could smell the urine when I dumped it. And then I was like, oh, no, that's mouse pee that I'm dumping. So I blew my nose really fast. But now I think I have it. Oh, God. What's the treatment for it?
I don't know.
Me either.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm. All right. Well, it was good knowing y'all. Goodbye. Hailey Bieber, she worries fans after she unfollows her husband, Justin, and reposts a bleak message amid all their marital woes. You know how he's been looking like hell lately?
Yeah.
And it says that Hailey Berry, not Barry, Bieber, see? It eats your brain. It starts eating your brain like an amoeba. It's all up in there. Hailey Bieber worried fans after she appeared to unfollow her husband. Who unfollows your husband?
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem
weird.
Like that it's the right path they're on.
Right, and if you unfollow him, everybody is going to notice.
Yeah, I did see where some people were saying that he did something that causes everybody to unfollow. I don't know. That he somehow deleted his account or something.
I saw that, but I looked and he was still on there.
Yeah, but they said he came back. But they said he deleted and it caused the unfollow and then he came back.
Oh, I don't know.
So I'd have no idea, but
She took to TikTok to share a bleak meme about being a terrible therapist. After liking the struggling singer's latest worrying post, it read, "I'd be a terrible therapist because I'd want to see a picture of the person you're crying about." Huh? Let me read this again. I thought maybe that was my hantavirus acting up, but let me read it. I'd be a terrible therapist because I'd want to see a picture of the person you're crying about. What does that mean, you guys? Anybody?
Got me.
I don't know.
You got me on that one.
It's not me, right? It's that?
I think you have to follow the whole thread.
I guess.
In order to get it, you know?
Let's see here. It says, rushing to the comments, fans were left concerned about only to realize Hailey was actually still following her husband, but a glitch on the platform made it impossible to see. Concerned, one fan wrote, "Why Hailey unfollow you?" Let me just put this over here, okay? Oh, my God. What else is there? Snow White still sucking bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Bad.
Yeah. It says Snow White suffers a steep fall at the box office. Let's see here. A Working Man, never even heard of it, clinches the top spot with $15 million opening.
This is terrible.
It's bad.
This is terrible. They're set to lose over $280 million on this movie.
Yeah.
That's a blow.
That was not the plan.
No.
This is a Disney classic. Like, it should be bigger than anything.
It must be terrible. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go see it, but it must be absolutely horrendous for it to be this bad. I mean, you can't even beat $14 million?
Because I think they were thinking it was going to be like as big as Ariana Grande, that movie she was
Wicked,
just in.
Yep.
Wicked, you know, it was along that same line, perfect timing, all of this, and then nope, it was horrible.
The original Snow White, I read over the weekend, raked in over $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
And that was back in the day, I mean, a long time ago.
Well, remember, I told you it paid for their Burbank studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was so good, and now here we are, and you guys think I have hantavirus? I do.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be a possibility.
I know. And my throat's all itchy and stuff. Oh, no. Oh no, I got the hot dog virus. Oh no.
Is that done. What Gene Hackman's
yes.
died of?
Yeah.
She just collapsed. If you collapse,
oh God.
What do we do?
I don't know.
It could be the day that we rip off your shirt and put that, you know, those, the paddles
on me.
I've been looking forward to that.
You have been asking me to die lately.
I hope it's here in studio.
Clear!
That'd be fun.
That day that you found out that I wear an underwire bra, you're like, oh, I have to take that off.
Don't worry. Spadil says he's an expert. I got a backup plan.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have Frey tickets to give away. They're coming to Mission Ballroom. Tickets coming up. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.